This is Brother Elam coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. I'm here with the artist, the father, the man, the wise Oz, the motivator, the inspirator. So, Mr. Broadway, share with the listening audience out there your perspective as an artist, as a person that's creative and trying to do something in the community around the world to inspire young people as well as other artists that are out there. You know, kind of share a little bit about yourself, your vision, and some of the challenges that you feel artists face and some of the things that you feel you would have benefited had you had someone with your insight and understanding that.
If I could talk to me 5 years ago with what I know now, I would say the main thing is to focus on helping others. It's a game changer. When you take the focus off of yourself and use that drive and determination, not only to help you and your career out, but help a brother or sister artist who's struggling, trying to make it. There's a strength in unity, the strength in teamwork, and also this sense of accomplishment. Like I was saying, I can work all day long on me, sell a painting, be proud, be happy for about 24 hours.
Right.
Might last 24 hours.
Right.
And it's an empty feeling after that. You go through a slight depression. You go through this like lull in between paintings where you're like, am I doing that? Why am I doing this? Is it really worthy? Is it, you know, you're looking for some kind of validation. But when you change that focus and you help an artist sell a painting or another artist get an exhibit or a show, the sense of pride in seeing that person succeed, it's a feeling that you can't replicate. It's a feeling that only comes by helping somebody else. And to see other people that you have your fingerprint on their career actually make it, it's overwhelming. Every day now, I have several artist friends. I check their social media just to see how well they're doing, just to help them out. See if there's anything I can say to them, any kind of phone number I can give them, or contact, this, that, and the other. And then, you know, several days later, see that come to fruition.
Exactly.
That's an amazing feeling. That is a sense of empowerment.
Exactly. You know? So one of the things, so just like for myself, I'm always attending different networking events, trying to seek out like-minded type individuals. And so one of the things we was talking about earlier is how our mindsets have changed, whereas we realize that it's not just about me. You know, naturally, each person should strive to better and improve themselves.
Correct.
But when you can assist others in being able to accomplish the same thing, then it gives us more of a life purpose, gives us more of a reason for this is why I'm alive. And so each person is an artist, you know, in a sense. We may not be all painters or all draw or do different things. Each person has different talents and different skills and different abilities. And so we're all works of art in our own individual image.
Right.
But each person's art or talent, it should be displayed to encourage or enhance or to bring out the art in other people.
Absolutely.
As well. And so now, as we come together with our differences and our individual makeup, we can be a work of art as we collectively showcase the ultimate art of life that each person is blessed with each day we wake up.
Yeah, very well said. I love that. Yeah. No, I'm going to keep that one.
Absolutely.
One of the things that, I use as a definition, because I used to be extremely arrogant. And it's a well-known fact.
Right.
So I don't hide that at all. But the difference between arrogance and confidence is that ability to get to strive for excellence,
right,
in your journey, but to turn around and help others strive for excellence.
Exactly.
That shows that you are confident enough in yourself to help others around you. Arrogance is hiding all of your tricks as an artist. We all know our little, you know, develop our own little tricks, little nuances on art. And to be able to share those, now, you know, in Waco, Texas, we get together as artists.
Right.
And we share different information on how to help each other, just with even art techniques. And you've seen the whole art scene elevated.